I'm usually call myself a Saturday Night Fever preacher.
通常李牧师说他是礼拜六晚上准备的牧师。
所以今天 that's why and James only see this on his manuscript this morning.
所以今天早上我们才看到李牧师的讲单。
And I appreciate and his translation and interpretation. If there's any glitches, that's my responsibility, not his.
Today, I want to meditate on a message called Responsibility and Family.
本教会是将九月第二个主日定为周年庆主日。
Our church has set the second week in September to be our anniversary Sunday.
因为这是最接近教会成立的日子。
This is closest to the day that our church was founded.
我们很感谢主，在今天还有当年在教会成立的时候的弟兄姐妹在我们当中。
We want to praise the Lord that we still have some founding brothers and sisters among us.
我们知道在我们教会的那个成立的文件上签名的，今天还在的有沈伯伯，还有Auntie Pearl.
We have,
我们为他们感谢主。
Mr. Chen, we want to thank them.
我们也感谢主，陈令弟兄夫妇，他们是从一开始就在这里，然后他们今天还在这里侍奉主，然后他们的孩子也都是在主里有服事。
We also want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Philip Chen, who's with us.
沈伯伯有三个女儿，他的女婿也都在各个不同的教会，有些是牧师，有些是执事。
Mr. Chen has three daughters, and they are also serving the Lord in various churches.
今天我们是中英文联合崇拜。
Today is a joint service, Chinese and English.
我们将要一同的领主餐。
We will have a holy communion together later.
为了重申我们在主里的合一。
To emphasize the unity in Christ.
以着这个教会从一开始，中英文事工本是一家。
From the beginning, the Chinese and English ministry within this church is one family.
本教会的首任牧师沈保罗牧师。
First senior pastor, Paul Shan.
当有人询问他侍奉主办教会的信念的时候。
Someone asked about what he thought about founding, planting churches.
问他在信仰上的坚持。
To ask him about his conviction in his faith.
他就是用马太福音28:11-20.
He cited Matthew 28, verse 11 to 20.
就是主耶稣的大使命来到回答。
To use the Great Commission to answer.
我想这是一个大家都能够耳熟能详的经文。
I think this is a very familiar passage for everyone.
就先大家，我用中文读一次，请 James 用英文读一次。
Read it once in Chinese and once in English.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。
And Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
这是一段大家都耳熟能详的经文。
This is a very familiar passage to everyone.
也是大家公认主耶稣基督对所有门徒的托付。
It's also the great commission that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to all believers.
这是我们每一个跟随主的人的责任。
This is our responsibility.
今天我希望从罗马书9:1-3的角度来看主的大使命。
Today we want to take a look at the Great Commission from the perspective of Romans chapter 9, verses 1-3.
大使徒保罗说
Here Paul said,
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。
I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit.
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart.
为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race.
我们今天就从这两个这段经文来看主的大使命。
Let's take a look at the Great Commission from the perspective of this passage.
让我们看见的不仅是对主对人的责任，
We can see our responsibility to the Lord and also to other people.
也是我们对亲人朋友在亲情的驱使下所要完成的人生目标。
And our goal among our friends and families.
熟悉希腊原文圣经的学者告诉我们，
For the scholars who know about the Greek original text,
主基督的整个大使命当中只有一个动词。
There's only one verb in the original Great Commission.
这个动词就是栽培门徒 make disciples.
This verb is to make disciples.
主耶稣这个嘱咐当中，不是强调要去，也不是强调要洗礼。
He did not emphasize go or to emphasize baptize.
更不是强调要去天下万民之中。
Or to go to among the nations.
主的唯一的重点就是要栽培门徒。
The only emphasis is on make disciples.
大使命中其他的这些行动是副词跟片语。
The other phrases, the other verb in this long paragraph are phrases.
这个记载的前文后语
And if you look at the context,
却告诉了我们为何要栽培门徒。
To explain why do we need to make disciples.
如何栽培门徒
and to how to make disciples.
在何处栽培门徒
and to where to make disciples.
为何要栽培门徒呢
Why do we want to make disciples?
栽培门徒是我们对主基督的敬拜
It is a form of worship to make disciples.
敬拜就是恭敬
To worship is to be
恭敬
恭敬 To have a reverent attitude.
英文字的敬拜 worship 这个字就是说 give God his worth 将主所应得的献给主
to give God his worth
正如诗篇96篇8到9节所说的
Psalm 96 verse 8 to 9
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他拿供物来进入他的院宇当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
恭敬主，实行在小的事上，就要恭敬在崇拜中临在的上帝。
To honor the Lord, to honor the Lord in our worship.
就是到教会崇拜，不迟到，不早退。
In our Sunday worship, not to be late and not to leave early.
参加圣餐的前一天要准备心，好像哥林多前书十一章二十八节所教导的。
Prepare our hearts the day before the Holy Communion, just like it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 28.
人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and the drinks of the cup.
连我们中国的大教育家孔夫子都曾经说过。祭如在，祭神如神在。
Even our Confucius said something that we need to be reverent to the Lord.
上帝在这里接受我们的敬拜。
God to receive our worship here.
我们又怎么敢迟到早退呢
？How can we be late or to leave early?
偶然的迟到可以谅解。
Yes, occasionally we're late. That's understandable.
可能那天你出了一些事故。
Maybe there are some unexpected issues that day.
但是习惯性的经常迟到却不可原谅。
But habitual lateness is really not forgivable.
因为那是对上帝的藐视。
It's actually looked down on the Lord.
我们是谁
？Who are we?
竟敢藐视上帝呢
？How could we look down on the Lord?
恭敬主是将当奉献的时间、金钱都交给上帝的家。
to honor the Lord, we need to give him his worth and give him our money and our energy and time.
上帝在马拉基书三章六到十二节责备他当时的那些的以色列人。
The Lord scolded the Israelites in the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
说他们没有将当纳的十分之一和当献的供物送入上帝家的仓库。
That they did not tithe according to the law to the house of God.
于是上帝警戒他们说，咒诅就临到你们身上。
So God warned them that they would be cursed.
我们是谁，尽敢将应当归给上帝的据为己用呢？
Who are we? How can we take what belongs to the Lord for ourselves?
我们有没有拿十分之一的时间来服侍神呢？
Have we given our Lord one tenth of our time?
我们还是拿了那十分之一时间在家里看连续剧呢？
Or do we take that time to watch TV?
然后我们是谁，尽敢能是拿上帝的东西呢？
Who are we? How could we rob the things of the Lord?
恭敬主要终身奉行的。
To honor the Lord is a lifelong commitment.
我们是领人做主的门徒。
We should go make disciples.
栽培人做主的门徒。
To train people to become his disciples.
因为主是如此吩咐的。
Because God had taught us so.
当我们去履行，这就是对主恭敬的表现。
We obey his command is a way of worshiping him.
因为主在当时讲这个大使命的时候，
When the Lord was speaking about a great commission,
他不是对任何的街上的人讲的。
He did not speak to the general public on the street.
他是对那些在他面前敬拜他的门徒说的。
He spoke to the apostles and the people worshiping him there.
所以当我们是领人归主，是栽培人做主的门徒。
When we lead people to the Lord, when we train them to become disciples,
是我们是对主的一种的敬拜。
It's a type of worship.
正如主耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十三到二十四节讲得很清楚。
Lord Jesus said very clearly in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23.
他说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道，不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。”英文的在后面。
John 14:23. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
遵行主的吩咐，包括去栽培人做主的门徒，是爱主、恭敬主的具体表现。
To be obedient to his teaching is to make disciples, and so this is a way to honor the Lord.
正如我刚刚说的，主的大使命是给那些俯伏敬拜他的门徒的。
The Great Commission was given to those who are worshiping the Lord.
我们要恭敬主，我们就要履行主的使命。
We need to honor the Lord, and we need to live out his commandment.
栽培人做主的门徒。
To make disciples.
但是如何栽培门徒呢？
How do we make disciples?
主基督的方法就是为相信的人洗礼，教导他们一生遵守主基督的教导。
Lord's teaching is to baptize those who believe and to teach them the way to the Lord's teaching.
信而受洗是个起步。
To be baptized is just the beginning.
可能我们在中学的时候都参加过田径赛。
When we're in high school, probably we're in any kind of sports.
或者我们是有些会游泳的，我是旱鸭子，但是我女儿是游泳队的，小女儿是游泳队的队员，听到那个比赛的响声，那样子就要往前跳。
Either in a race or in a swimming race, you hear the sound, then you start.
一跃而前。
You jump forward.
信而受洗也是主门徒是一生之久的追求。
Baptism is also the beginning of your commitment to the Lord in your life.
我们今天几个年轻人是受洗了。
Today we have four youth who were baptized.
这好比你在是赛跑当中听到了枪声。
This is just like the beginning of a race.
现在你要开始能努力的奔跑。
Now you need to start running.
这个是一个属灵的路程。
This is a spiritual journey.
使徒保罗在腓立比书一章二十节。
Paul in the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 20 says,
将这个做门徒的过程用一句话描述出来。
Describe it with one sentence.
他说无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body whether by life or by death.
做主的门徒就是透过学习和操练。
To be God's disciple, we need to have a discipline.
使我们生命中有更多基督的品格。
So in our life, we'll have more fruit of the Spirit, like the Lord.
彰显出来。
To be demonstrated in our life.
做主门徒的重点是遵守。
The emphasis of being a disciple is obedience.
也就是在生活中活出基督的风格与风范。
In our lives, to live out the models of Christ.
能使我们在生命中有基督的品格。
In our life, we will have the virtues of Christ.
如果我们信主受洗多年，
if we have been baptized and been a believer for many years,
一点没有长进，
yet we did not grow,
我们在主里面就有惭愧。
Then we should be ashamed of ourselves in the Lord.
但如果我们信主多年，
but if we have become a believer for many years,
做到牧师，做到长职，
to become deacons or pastors,
虽然做了许多的事情，
have served in many positions,
但是处事为人方面，
yet in our daily life,
如果我们变得更自我，
to become more selfish,
变成更执着，
to become more stubborn,
更为主观，
to become very arrogant,
更容易与人争执。
To have conflict with others.
正如有时候太太说我的，你越老脾气越大。
Just like some wise men tell a husband, the older you get, the more your temper is worse.
若我们使人在我们生命中看见的不是基督，是更彰显。
If people cannot see Christ in our lives,
而是我林某人更为彰显。
It just ourselves become bigger.
我们就对主有愧。
Then we should be ashamed.
因为我们没有进步。
Because we did not grow.
或者在我们做主门徒的事上，
or in the thing of becoming a disciple,
反而不进反退了。
That we have, we did not progress.
做主门徒是不容易的。
It's not easy to become God's disciple.
上帝道成肉身来到人间，
Jesus was incarnated into this world.
用了三十年的时间来准备。
To prepare himself for 30 years.
花了三年时间来栽培十二个门徒。
And use 3 years to train 12 disciples.
其中尚有一个不及格而沦亡的。
Even one of them failed.
所以连耶稣还能栽培门徒都有很多困难。
So even Jesus, when he was training disciples, there were many difficulties.
但是主基督用了三年的时间。
But Jesus used 3 years.
所栽培出来的十一位门徒。
Trained those 11 apostles.
却每一位都是精英。
Every one of them are a great person.
至终成为上帝国的大将军。
They are indeed great generals in the spiritual battle.
透过这十一位绝对委身的门徒，
through these 11 committed apostles,
主基督就将福音传遍万民，直到地极。
The gospel message was able to spread to the end of the earth.
我最喜爱士师记七章二到八节一个记载。
I love the passage.
The book of
Judges chapter 7 verses 2 to 8.
那是基甸跟米甸人打仗的记录。
It's a description of a Gideon.
当时耶和华对基甸说跟随你的人太多了所以我要选一选。
Jesus, Jehovah told Gideon saying that you have too many people, I don't need that many people.
所以那个耶和华跟基甸说你现在跟大家讲凡是惧怕胆怯的可以回去。
So you can tell them if you're afraid, you can go home.
结果还能于是二万一千人都回去了，只剩下一万人，一半以上都跑掉了。
So more than 50% went home.
但是还能耶和华说还是太多人了。
Jehovah said, "You still have too many people."
让我再帮你选一选。
Let's choose some more.
带一些人到水边去喝水。
Bring them to the water.
我们看下一个是还能 projection， 还能然后基甸就带他们下到水边。
The Gideon brought them by the water.
当时有人喝水是什么呢？是就这么趴下来，反正就往河里喝的。
Some people pull down and drink the water.
当时没有蒸馏水啊，没有反正那个瓶装水。
They have no bottled water back then.
但是有一些的人比较机警。
But some people are more vigilant.
他们知道反正那个他们在打仗。
They know that they're prepared for battle.
所以他们到了河边，他们不是就这么趴下来喝水。
They did not prostrate to drink the water.
他们是把水捧起来，然后在手上舔。
They took the water to their mouth.
然后神就拣选这300个。
So God selected these 300 people.
是机警的。
He's a vigilant people.
安呢就打了一场大的胜仗。
And to win a great battle.
用手捧着甜水的人。
For those who are prostrate to drink the water.
是有警觉心的人。
I'm sorry, the one that took the water to their mouth, they're vigilant.
安呢是懂得留意周遭的变动。
They're aware of the environment and the changes.
而跪下喝水的人
，the one who prostrated,
是只顾自己的需要
，they only notice their own need.
那不留意周遭发生的事情
，and did not pay attention to the environment.
上帝所能重用的人
，for people who to be used by God,
是不单只顾自己的事情
，you can not only focus on your own need,
而是能够为上帝的家而守望的人
，you need to be vigilant for God's house.
而且又是勇于承担的人
to be willing to
有勇敢不害怕的
to be bold and take the responsibility.
一年多之前我的大女儿问我说爸爸你要我怎么为你的侍奉祷告
More than a year ago, Reverend Lin's daughter asked him How can I pray for your ministry, Dad?
我说那个我是请你为我祷告
Reverend Lin said, please pray for me
在教会中能够兴起几位向主全然委身的弟兄姐妹
that we can raise a few fully committed brother and sister in the church
能够在肩负教会在敬拜门徒训练家庭事工跟传福音的需要
to meet the needs of worship make disciples family ministry and
evangelism
所以
我也愿主大大的感动你
I pray that God can move me
是兴起为耶稣
to raise up for Christ.
愿上帝感动你
May God also move you.
在神的家中全然的委身勇敢的来服侍他
Be fully committed to the God's family.
最后我们来看我们要在何处栽培门徒
Lastly, let's see where should we make disciples.
主基督在大使命中的教导
Lord Jesus is teaching in a great commandment.
我们中文的翻译其实跟原文有一点出入
Chinese translation is a little bit different from the original passage.
圣经学者说，其实是应当的正确的翻译是在你们要去的地方。
The original translation should be where you want to go.
栽培人做主的门徒。
To make disciples.
不只是 go.
Not just go.
也不是 乃是 as you go.
But as you go, you make
disciples. 也就是说，某些弟兄姐妹。
That's so for brothers and sisters.
你可能有主的呼召
You may have God's calling.
要到远方去，做跨文化的地区去栽培主的门徒
To go far away to do cross-cultural ministry.
你是有主的特别的呼召
You may have a special calling from the Lord.
我们应当支持你，鼓励你，为你祷告
We should support you, encourage you, and to pray for you.
与你同工
To co-work with you.
为此，我们虽然是小小的教会
So even though we're a small church.
但是我们支持好几位宣教士
We have been supporting many missionaries
在他们的宣教事工上有份
To partake in their ministry
但对于我们大部分的人
But for most of us
主的吩咐是在你要去的地方
God's calling is wherever you are as you go
那意味着我们的家庭我们的办公室
It includes our family and our workplace
我们的学校
School
你可能你可曾想到
Have you ever thought about this?
主要你传福音栽培门徒的对象
Who does God want you to spread the gospel message to?
可能不是远方你不认识的人
May not be people far away that you don't know
而是你的枕边人是你周遭的人
Maybe the people around you, your family
是你的丈夫你的妻子你的父母你的孩子你的孙辈你的亲戚朋友同事
Maybe your spouse, your parents, your kids or your grandkids
使徒保罗是一位有上帝呼召做外邦人使徒的宣教士。
Apostle Paul was called specially to be the apostle for the Gentiles.
他将福音传遍当代罗马帝国的天下。
He spread the gospel message throughout the Roman Empire at that time.
外邦名城都有保罗所到的踪迹。
All the empire had they all have Paul had went through all over the empire.
外邦名城都有保罗建立的教会。
And he had built many churches.
那在他心里最大的是关注。
And the most important thing for him.
但是他心里最大的痛。
Also the greatest suffering.
正如我们刚刚在罗马书所看到的。
It's just like what we have read in the book of Romans.
就是希望见到他的弟兄，他的骨肉之亲能够成为基督徒。
To hope his brothers and his own race can also accept Christ.
这对他是如此的重要。
This is such an important thing for him.
他说就算是为此与基督分离，他也愿意。
That he was willing to be cut off from Christ for this purpose.
保罗是经历过第三层天的人。
Apostle Paul has been elevated to heaven.
是觉悟来世全能的人。
He was truly a great apostle.
为此他是愿意付出最大的代价。
Yet for this, he was willing to give the greatest cost.
来见到他的弟兄，他的骨肉之亲，得到救恩，成为基督徒。
To see his brothers, his kinsmen, to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
上帝将你安置在现今的环境之中。
God has place you in your environment today.
原有他的美意。
He had his purpose.
他要借着你。
He wants to use you.
使你的配偶、父母、子女。
For your spouse, your parents, or your kids.
使你的儿孙、亲戚、同事得到救恩。
For your grandkids, or your relatives, your co-workers to receive salvation.
在你还没有信主的配偶、父母、子女、亲友生命当中。
In those non-believers around you.
上帝给了你一个不可磨灭的地位。
God has given you a very special position.
也给了你一个不可推却的责任。
Giving you a very important responsibility.
主要透过你。
God wants to use you.
使他们得到主的救恩。
So they can receive God's salvation.
主要透过你。
God wants to use you.
使他们成为做一个更好的基督徒。
So they can become a better Christian.
这是你最神圣的呼召。
This is indeed a very holy calling.
当你顺服主的恩召
If you're obedient to God's call,
全然的为主
to be fully committed to him,
主就会大大的用你
God will use you,
在你所在的地方
no matter where you are,
使你的枕边人身边人
so whoever's around you,
因你而得救
to be saved because of you,
因你而成为主的门徒
because of you become God's disciples.
在结束的人我想分享一点我生命的见证
The end, Reverend Lin will share a testimony.
当我们生命中我们愿意服侍主的时候
In our life, when we're willing to serve the Lord,
当我们全然为主
when we're fully committed to him,
主会看顾我们
God will watch over
主会祝福我们亲爱的
God will bless our loved ones
我还记得
I still remember
1988年
1988,
当时我30岁出头
Reverend Lin was about over, a little bit over 30
那时候我们在香港本来我有一份在浸会大学很好的工作
He had a very good position in a university teaching.
然后师母也有一个船运公司很好的工作。
And Mrs. Lin also had a very good position at work.
我们就但是感觉主的呼召。
But they heard God's calling.
我们就放下一切。
They gave up everything.
把房子卖了。
They sold their house.
拿他的那个那一点的，反正本来的这样能卖到的款项，拿来做神学院的经费。
They took the money for studying in seminary.
然后反正带着我们的大女儿
，They brought their eldest daughter
Priscilla， 反正一起到神学院去。
And went to a seminary.
那时候她六岁。
That time she was 6 years old.
还记得在神学院我所参加的第一个夏令会。
Do you remember the first summer retreat in a seminary?
我那时候以前从来没有去过夏令会。
Before that, the Reverend Lin had never attended a summer retreat.
因为他们知道我是神学生，所以他们就叫我去。
They invited him because they knew that he was a seminary student.
我们那时候也没有车，还坐一个同学的车子，神学生一起去。
They didn't have a car, so they took a ride from another student.
去到 Oklahoma 一个不知名的地方。
They went to Oklahoma.
现在记不起在哪里了。
He doesn't remember where it was.
然后他们就安排我对一些年轻人讲一个信息。
They arranged for Reverend Lin to speak to the youth.
我从大学毕业开始就在本来侍奉的教会有讲道，但是从来没有对年轻人讲过信息。
After college, Reverend Lin has been serving in the church, but have never spoken to youth before.
反正我是吓得一身汗。
So he was very nervous.
我还记得那天我选的经文。
He still remembered the passage he had chosen.
是反正圣经上所说的，我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
因为这本是福音，本是神的大能。
Because this is the power of the Lord.
要拯救一切相信的人。
To save all those who believe.
我结结巴巴的，反正那个对一批年轻人讲完。
He spoke the message to the youth.
很有挫折感。
And he felt very discouraged afterward.
啊，那也没有人觉知。
No one accepted the Lord after the message.
然后晚上我们就回到啊那那个房间去。
The night, they went back to their room.
然后就在晚上我们一起啊那一家三口祷告的时候。
As the family were praying together.
我的大女儿忽然问。
The daughter asked.
爸爸信耶稣是怎么一回事？
Dad, what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我就当时还能就还能用我所知道的福音四律跟他讲。
So Reverend Lin went through the four spiritual law with her.
用一个六岁孩子能够明白的还能这还能方式来跟他讲。
Say in such a way that a six-year-old can understand.
讲完之后。
And after that.
我问他说你要不要信耶稣？
Reverend Lin asked, "Do you want to receive Jesus?"
他说我愿意。
She said she was willing.
所以就在那里，我们一起祷告，接受，他就接受。
So that night they prayed together and she received the Lord.
我每次想起都很感恩，也很感动。
Every time Reverend Lin thought about this, he was deeply moved. And
因为我们两个女儿都是我跟她讲福音，带她做决志祷告的。
Reverend Lin brought both of his daughters to the Lord.
没有什么比这个更大有福气。
It's indeed a greatest blessing.
当我们愿意全然的是为主。
We're willing to fully commit to the Lord.
神就会祝福。
God will bless you.
祝福我们所爱的人。
Bless your loved ones.
所以我在这里是在这个特别的日子我要再次的鼓励大家。
So on this special day, Reverend Lin wants to especially encourage everyone.
让我们听到主的呼召。
Let us hear God's calling.
让我们愿意是按照主的教导在主所安排的地方领人做主的门徒。
Be willing to obey his teaching and to make disciples wherever we are.
栽培人做主的门徒。
To make disciples.
愿主祝福。
May God bless us.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
A merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们知道，当我们先求你的国和你的义。
Because we know as we seek your first your kingdom, your righteousness.
主你自己会祝福我们，看顾。
That you will watch over us, you will bless us.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we want to thank you.
也求主施恩。
May you bless us.
让我们听到主的呼召。
We can hear your calling.
让我们愿意为主全然而摆上。
We'll be willing to fully commit to you.
让我们是愿意一同的来到服侍主。
We're willing to serve you together.
我们深信主你要是借着我们，使我们所亲爱的人能够成为主的门徒。
We believe that you'll use us to make disciples of our loved ones.
主啊，我们特别为我们当中有骨肉之亲还没有信主的来到祷告。
Especially want to pray for those among us whose families are not believers.
我们知道有时候很困难。
We know that sometimes it's very difficult.
求主的恩典临到他们。
May God's mercy and grace be with them.
也使他们能够是早日信主，同得这永恒的生命。
And they can also accept you as their personal savior and to have eternal life.
愿主就施恩垂听我们的祷告。
May you give us your blessing and listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.